Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocket Man.
Well, Rocket Man met with Vladimir Putin yesterday. Kim Jong-un and the leader of Russia. Harry Katsianis is the director of Korea Studies at the Center for the National Interest and joins us now to talk about this meeting. I guess a lot of this is looking at the body language and then trying to decipher what both sides are saying, since nobody, from either country is truly up front, I think. Harry, what is your take on what happened yesterday?
I think, John, you've got the exact point there, because this is all that is there is body language. In fact, I was joking with some friends on social media. We're calling this the selfie summit, because that's all both leaders can really do for one another is take pictures and bring it back to their prospective capitals and look tough and bold. But the point here is this is actually both leaders shouldn't be meeting with each other. They probably both want to meet with Donald J. Trump, because he's the only one who can help them, whether it's Russia on sanctions or North Korea on sanctions. So both are trying to look tough as if they have other options. But at the end of all of it, they both need the United States help more than anybody else.
So what was the word out of the chattering class that was watching this yesterday? I mean, did we get any indication of some kind of second tier type deals between the two, or was it truly just a photo op?
Well, the funny thing is, neither of these countries really can do much for one another.
Right.
I mean, we all know Russia's not the Soviet Union anymore. They don't have hundreds of billions of dollars to invest in North Korea. And even if they wanted to, they can't because of the sanctions. And for North Korea, it's pretty much the same thing. They can't really do anything for Russia except give them big headaches. So this is just all about pomp, circumstances, toasting with each other, you know, big banquets, all looking as if they have other options besides the United States. And actually, I think, to be honest with you, John, it makes them look weak.
I took note yesterday of some of the side stories that were coming up surrounding this summit. You tell me if you think this is true. Did Kim Jong-un have a bunch of his guys executed because he didn't feel like the meeting with Donald Trump went well? The last big summit was not the way he wanted it to go. So he just called these people and had them lined up and shot.
You know, I saw that report, and if you really deep down in that report and really dig, actually it was a rumor that was just sourced by one source and from an outlet, and then Yahoo News picked it up.
Okay.
And this is one of the problems I have with the media is, you know, we're all looking for honesty in media and quality journalism, but you print a story like that with one source that's just a rumor, and everybody goes wild on it. So to be honest with you, I would be shocked if it was true, but I really wish journalists would dig down a little bit deeper and get multiple sources, because something like that could just spread like wildfire.
Right.
And we don't even know if it's true.
What do you think about the relationship with Kim Jong-un, North Korea, and China? Are they having a conflict, or is China still seeing him as one of their puppets that they can control?
Well, the Chinese are key in all this, because they're the ones who are actually enforcing the whole maximum pressure sanctions regime, because 90% of North Korea's exports actually go to China. So they're the ones who are actually the kingmaker in this whole situation, which is sort of a strange thing. But for Kim, this is actually one of the reasons he did go to Russia, because eventually, if the sanctions get lifted, he does not want to be controlled by the Chinese anymore.
Right.
He wants to have other options. So he's hoping in the future, if maybe things pan out, he'll be able to have other sort of great power patrons to help him. So this is one of the things Kim was sort of hoping for in the summit.
And then I guess the big question is, does Kim Jong-un sit down with Donald Trump again? Do we have any indication of whether that's in the works?
That's going to happen. I mean, because at the end of all this, the only person that can pull those sanctions off North Korea is President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim understands that. I mean, there was actually a deal in the works. If you actually Google Alex Ward Vox North Korea, he actually had a snapshot of what the deal looked like. It basically all fell apart, I think, because the North Koreans pushed too hard to get sanctions relief. And I also think Donald Trump was under domestic siege with the whole Michael Cohen saga going on in Washington while he was in Hanoi. So I think the timing was bad. But I think in the future, I do think we will get a deal.
Yeah. Harry Katsianis Ioannis. Always appreciate you coming on for the Center for the National Interest. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.